The Great Hulk of the Colosseum occupies a valley formed by the Oppian, Chilean, and Palatine hills. In ancient times, this valley floor was occupied by a small natural lake, fed by a stream running along the present-day Via Lavicana, from whose underground basements or rooms it can still be heard. The structure of the amphitheatre was begun under the first of the Flavian emperors, Vespasian, and it was dedicated by him the first time. His successor, Titus, continued the work and inaugurated it a second time in 181 AD. However, it was not until Domitian, the third emperor of the dynasty, that work on the complex was completed. The entire complex presents four levels on its exterior facade, distinguished by three levels of arcades, respectively in the Tuscan, Ionic, and Corinthian orders. The last story is blind, subdivided by Corinthian pilaster strips. On the interior are five ambulacra with vaulted roofs. The grandstand, or cavea, is said to have been divided into five tiers. When you enter the Colosseum today, you get a much better idea than you do from the outside of just how much of this monument has been lost. The grandstands where the spectators sat have totally collapsed, and the wood floor of the arena where all of the spectacles and events took place is completely missing. The most suggestive reconstructions of the monument are those that have tried to recreate the atmosphere of the fights that were held there, with the spectators crowding the stands, ready to call for the death of the gladiators or to ask the emperor to spare them. According to historical sources, the Colosseum had a seating capacity of over 80,000 spectators. The Romans who attended these performances certainly had the opportunity to see the most ferocious and exotic animals then known to man. Another ancient historical source informs us that in order to prevent the wild beasts from attacking the spectators, a fence was built between the stands and the arena, topped with ivory rollers and elephant tusks. The southernmost area of the valley of the Colosseum, between the heights of the Palatine and the Chilean hills, conserves one of the most representative monuments of Rome, the famous Arch of Constantine. The arch is 25 meters high, with three barrel vaults, the largest of which is in the center. It was built by order of the emperor in 312 AD to celebrate his triumph over Maxentius in the battle fought near the Milvian Bridge. A special feature of this monument is that it contains decorative elements taken from earlier works, making it a kind of gallery of ancient art. On each of the four long sides, for example, are sculptured medallions taken from a monument of Hadrian's time, perhaps another arch, with scenes of hunting and sacrifices. The contemporary reliefs on the arch, on the other hand, represent Constantine in various phases of his reign, battle scenes, triumphs, and gifts to the people.